tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Straight out of Compton, it's a crazy brother named Ice Cube. I'm the stupid dope gang with an attitude.
Yes, feel it. What's that, Moot Hammer? What is that? What's that?
I'm big into the head bob.
Okay, get it. Hey, After Buzzers, thank you so much for tuning in today, and welcome back to Season 3, Episode 1 of Bring It. I can't believe we're already at Season 3.
I know.
But hey, I mean, it's been going by. I'm really excited to kind of be back with it and watch my girls. I am your host for tonight, Robin Ayers, and I am sitting here with the lovely
Tamara Brown.
Hey, Tamara. Welcome, Tamara, everybody. She's going to be our new panelist with us. I'm really excited to have you here.
Thank you. I've been watching Bring It from the beginning. Super excited to be joining the panel. Thanks for having me, Robin.
Yeah.
And, God, I love these girls. Let's get into it.
Yes. See, what you guys secretly don't know is that Tamara be like, you know, she'd be like twerking behind the scenes. I'm just kidding.
Oh, hell yeah. You're going to see me do a death drop before the season's over.
I would pay you probably 30 cents. Only 30 cents
I'm
to see it.
honest to God, I'm working on it. Like, it hurts.
It does.
Have you ever tried it?
I have not tried, and I definitely don't want to. You got that. Yeah, maybe she could give us a couple of tips.
For the death drop, you got to have flexibility in your legs. Because that, it's not, on the episode, something I watched recently said something like, how do you not hit your head from doing it? But I think the real challenge is like, how do you not pull your groin muscle from doing it?
Because
it's here where it hurts.
Yeah, now I could imagine. So you really need to do some stretching.
Yeah.
Hardcore stretching, right?
Yep.
Okay, so good. Maybe I'll try it. Like, I'll put a bunch of pillows down later, mm-hmm. and then maybe I'll try it.
Yeah.
And then maybe not.
And then get some heating. Gotta get some heating pads.
Yes. So, as you guys can see, we do not have English Cleveland here, nor do we have Tony Moore, but that is okay. English will be back with us next week. So, hi, English. Hey, shout out to you, girl. Happy holidays. Okay. Anyway, we miss Cleveland, and shout out to Tony as well. But anyway, I want to start off by saying congratulations to everybody over at Lifetime, and specifically Bring It in the cast, the Dancing Dolls, for 1.4 million viewers for season 3, episode 1. Is that not incredible?
That's awesome.
Like 1.4 million people are just straight watching you guys trying to copy your dances and stuff.
Yep.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was saying before we started that like I like this show more than Dance Moms and a lot of other reality shows, just because every single person on it is so funny, so cool. I want to be friends with everybody on the show. It's just such engaging, like, natural personalities. I just love Miss D. I love everybody.
Yes. And hopefully, again, we can try again, Miss D. Come on. Look at me, Miss D. Look at me in the eyes. We're going to get you to call in. It would be dope if we could get you to come into the studio, but at least call in and, you know, we could ask you some questions and you could talk to our viewers, right?
Yeah. You know, Compton came to visit them. Maybe they have to go visit Compton at some point.
And you know,
she'll
drop
be in the area.
Mic. Drop the mic. I think that's exactly what needs to happen.
Yeah.
So I'm representing Bring It on many levels today. As you can see, I wore my shirt with the B. Can y'all get that snapshot? Boom. I got the B for Bring It because those are my girls. We started off with seeing Kayla, which, you know, she's still in the assistant coach position, which is great. And of course, there's so many new girls. I mean, you've obviously been watching the show, right? So you know that all the vets are kind of graduated now.
Yeah. And I don't know if it's the younger girls coming in or if it's me getting older, but I'm like, they're babies.
I know.
Look at those little faces.
They're just little babies.
Sweet.
Yeah. They're so cute. Yeah. But I mean, I was happy to see it. It's sort of refreshing too. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because we've already got this love for Bring It and for the Dancing Dolls, that sort of dynamic. dynasty that they've built. And I, you know, we got this love for these new girls coming in. But then I thought immediately when I saw them, Tamara, let me ask you, do they have a lot more work to do? Being the fact that, you know, they're older, you know, the vets have already kind of laid this foundation. Do they have to work to, you know, kind of earn the name of the dancing dolls? Or do they just get to slide on in and just be like, we're a dancing doll?
Well, I would think that they'd earn it. I mean, for the nature of the way that they operate, I think that they're going to really have to bust their butts. But, you know, the way that it, when it came to the stand battle, a lot of them cruised in and they really didn't. Because, like, they said that Sky and Star, it kind of left it that they weren't going to get to do it, but then they ended up being in it anyway. Mm-hmm. And so I thought maybe they are using everybody for the sake of numbers this season. Just for the sake of having a...
Yeah. No, that's a good point because Ms. Diana, she mentioned, I guess, that there were only 7 in the battle squad right mm-hmm. now. So they needed more girls. And so I was actually... Okay, For all of you, Selena, Star, Sky, Sanjay, for all of you fans out there, okay, I don't mean this to disrespect, but I have to say I've kind of felt good when the twins didn't know the dance mm-hmm. because they did not do their due diligence in coming to rehearsals over the summer. And it was sort of like, yes, Selena, sit down. Because she kind of automatically thinks like her girls are the bomb. Her girls just kind of get to walk on up in there. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, not necessarily. You need to work for this. So I was happy to see that they didn't know the dances. Mm-hmm. I'm jumping a little bit ahead of, you know, ourselves. But, am I the only one who felt that way?
No, totally. I felt the same way too, especially because even before they had a talk with Star and Sky, like when you saw them, the camera caught them just not being into it. Like yeah. they just seemed, like everybody said, they just seemed like they didn't want
to
be there.
Yeah. I mean, it was just clear to me. And I mean, I feel for them because they're young and, you know, they're sweet and all that mm-hmm. stuff, but I'm still like, okay, that should have been a lesson for you. Hopefully you can kind of take that, pick back up and, you know, really work hard for it now because mm-hmm. there's clearly other people who are not playing with this and they are vying for the spots. So I liked how the episode started off by showing everyone, like the girls in their particular scene. So you had Cameron, who is the captain, you know, of the team, which I really like Cameron.
Oh, yeah.
She's so sweet. And I think I've grown to, like, love her more and more, you know, just over time. But I really like Cameron. She's all excited about being the captain. And of course, you see Star and Sky and mm-hmm. Selena's talking about while they're driving in the car. Like, yeah, they missed a few practices.
And yeah, totally. And back to Cameron. I love Cameron. She is sweet, like you said, but I think Mimi is my favorite mom.
I like Mimi. I like Mimi.
She's so cute and sassy. I love Mimi. So.
Yeah. She's really sweet. And, she has a few times though where she can kind of be like, I'll be like, Mimi, sit down. I mean, just a couple times, but I really like her.
I love watching her when Cameron is dancing. That's why I love her because yes. The way she's just like, no, I mean, they all are, but Cameron but Mimi has these very specific, like, her own choreography that's going on.
She does. I love that. She does. She is a rider for her
mm-hmm.
daughter. Do you have any kids?
Mm-mm.
You don't have any kids? Mm-hmm. Do you have nieces, nephews?
Mm-hmm. I have nephews.
You do? Okay, cool. I just wonder if you ever feel or have ever felt like, you know, your nephews or someone, you know, doing something and you're like behind them like that.
Mm-hmm. I kind of have to think about that. Not with a kid, but like with, you know, I mean.
A friend or.
Yeah, the friend cheering somebody else out on the dance floor when you're just. You know, wanting somebody else to hop out there. Yeah.
Okay. So are you that one? Because I'm looking at your pink hair and your pink highlights. You look real cute, by the way. That's really cute. You've inspired me once again. I want to dye my hair. I want to change the color. You guys tweet me. Let me know what color I should go for. I was mm-hmm. thinking purple, but you know, you guys let me know. But you look like that one who's sitting in the stands and you're like, go, go. Like, are you that one?
I'm usually on the floor.
Oh.
I'm usually the one. I know I seem reserved, but when it comes to wedding receptions, I am the first one out there.
Yes.
I wish somebody would hire me to be the person who is the first one on the dance floor.
Oh, that's a position. That is a nice position.
And that's a position that is a job that needs to exist because,
yes.
you know, there's so many times in regular, when you're not on a dance team, that you're at a party or whatever and everybody's kind of like, they don't want to be the first one out there.
Yes, yes. Okay,
hire
so
me. I will be the first one out there, always.
You know what? We have something in common already, because here's real life. This is a real life situation. When I was like maybe 19, 20 or something like that, there was this one particular club. This was me anywhere I went, but specifically one club that I would go to. It was really small, one DJ, one small little dance floor, and everybody was just chilling at their tables. And I'm like, you know, I had a couple drinks, and I'm like, you know, oh, I was 21. Yeah, I was 21. Yes, I was 21.
Clarify.
I'd have a couple drinks, and then I would go out on the dance floor and then zone out, and like nobody, then I would be that one to initiate it. Mm-hmm. Everybody else wanted to come now that I'm out there.
Yeah.
So I think that that is a real position.
Yeah.
And yes, somebody should pay us.
Yeah.
You see how I included myself?
It's true. It's true. People need to think about that.
I mean, I'd be down to take the job.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
I'm
totally.
Down.
Do you have kids?
I have twins. I have 9-year-old twins. You guys know that if you follow us, you know, or, you know, have listened to anything I've said. Everybody knows I have twins.
Oh.
And so I identify a lot with the people here in this show because, you know, the moms, Miss Diana, you know, I've just... the way that she is with her kind of stern, like strict method, you know, her way of like teaching and kind of getting across to the girls. I'm very much like that with my girls. They're only 9, but still.
Do they dance?
They do not. They do not dance. I mean, they be trying it in the living room, but that's it. But they're very cute. They're very mild mannered, but they are, they're go-getters too. So I would not be surprised if they are dancing in the future. Yes.
Right on.
Okay, so we know, I'm really excited actually, because they talked about they're working towards Battle Royale. And they have never won Battle Royale. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to see how that's going to come
along. It's the big one. It's the, the ultimate thing you've never,
yeah.
You just can't
and like,
grab.
As good as they are, they've never won. Like, that's shocking to me, you know. But, you know, whatever. So they did definitely talk about that they're going to be working towards that. They added a category in the Battle Royale, which is the solo.
I'm super excited about that. How amazing is that going to be to watch Cameron or whoever it's going to end up being doing the solo?
Yeah. Who do you want? You said Cameron, so is that your go-to?
I said Cameron. I guess when we talk about this episode's, the 5-on-5, but like Cameron just pulls out the most bad stunts that I'm just like, how does she do that? I mean,
yeah, she's that good.
Yeah,
she's that good, and I think she can handle it. But I mean,
this episode, the way she did the like pirouette, back attitude, leg up, slam down into the splits, I'm just like, ah. Were you watching when that whole battle, like when it was 5-on-5, and when it was all of them, just like the whole every battle? I guess I'm just like, ow.
Yes,
you doing that?
Yeah, I mean, I was so there. I'm sure you guys were there. So you guys know that the Battle Squad, that's what we're talking about when Coach Kelly from the Divas of Compton. Well, first of all, let's just say this. You guys know we started off with Straight Out of Compton because that's what this was all about. So I kind of had a little bit of emotion behind this show because I've once lived in Compton.
Oh, yeah?
I live in the Valley now, but I once lived in Compton, California. And so there's definitely like a representing type of, you know, mentality that I had. So, but I'm still, you know, dancing dolls for life kind of deal. But so Coach Kelly, she sent in a video to Miss Diana and battled her or challenged her to a street battle, which they talked about on the show. There's like no rules. You just kind of come and you just like work it all out. So that was exciting because have you ever been to a battle before?
No, I haven't.
Or any type of like dance competition?
Yeah. Well, I mean, at parties, I've been, you know, a part of a dance competition battle.
Okay.
But I've never seen like, you know, an official one like that.
Tamara, you could dance, huh?
I can dance. Yeah, I can dance.
I mean, can you groove or can you dance? Like, which one is it?
I can do both. I can't help but not dance when there is a beat on.
Yes.
You couldn't make me stand still. I got to be doing something. I got to put in a little shoulder,
some kind of action.
Something,
you know. Yeah, well, how funny. I mean, I think I would love to see you turn on the music and turn up a little bit. But, you know, I used to be, well, I wasn't really a part of, well, I guess technically, yes, I was in middle school. I have all these random stories, but I was in middle school and we would dance each other in like at recess. Uh-huh. And so like it would be a crowd of middle schoolers and mm-hmm. we were all just like, you know, whoever had a name for themselves. And I, you know, yes, guys, the stories you heard, they're true. You know, I'm that girl. I was dancer. Like I could dance my butt off back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, not so much now, but anyway, so
not
I
now?
Was.
Why not now?
I mean, don't call me out because I will bring it. I will still, you know, pull out some magical tricks and kind of lay it out. But I'm more reserved now.
Yeah, I gotcha.
But yeah, middle school was definitely sort of that. Mm-hmm. You know, dancing kind of battle for us. And it was kind of raunchy. It was kind of rowdy. Mm-hmm. So like when I see them and they're doing this whole like street battle type thing and it's exciting. I was really excited to watch it.
Yeah.
And so, I was like, okay, these Divas of Compton really brought it. Do you agree?
The faces. I mean, it was, I can't look that fierce. Like I can't.
Oh, you're giving it. Ooh. Yeah, that one right there. Right there.
Like, that's like when I, I'm a happy dancer. So, like, when I'm.
You're like, hey,
I'm
come
like,
on.
What's up? Come on. Get out here. Dance. You know, like, it's that like battle mentality is
yes.
what I actually. What am I talking about? Have I been in a battle? I got involved with AfterBuzz because I was on a ABC TV show called Dance Battle America.
Yes.
I don't know what I am thinking right now. Like,
yes.
Of course I've dance battled.
Okay, tell us, tell the viewers how that experience was for you.
I have a comedy dance troupe. We are comedians, but we are all also from childhood, like dancers. And so we formed a dance group and we're silly and we're happy and we're kind of the opposite of the Dancing Dolls in that we are not divas. Like we're not badass. We're not tough.
Yeah.
We're not like, we're like, hi. So, we dance battled and, we kind of joked from the beginning because we knew that they wanted that like Straight out of Compton, that fierceness. And we were just like, we're here to make friends. Who needs a hug? That's what we bring. So like you know, I envy, you know, both the Dancing Dolls and Straight out of Compton. Cause I wish I had that. I wish I had that just glare, you know?
Yes.
I wish I had it.
Yeah. So you definitely weren't the mean girl in high school.
No. I wish I was. I wish I could say. I would love to say I'm a diva. I'm just not.
Yeah. Has anyone ever told you you look much like Alicia Silverstone?
Thank you. No.
You've never gotten that?
Never.
Your side profile. So I just went to high school too. Like, okay, clueless. Were you that girl? I don't know.
Mm-mm.
No?
No. No. I was like, I don't know. I was like ballerina girl and drama club and that kind of nerdy.
Those are really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't be the opposite. I wasn't the mean girl. I was not at all, but I dealt with mean girls and, I kind of picked up a couple things from the mean girls like this.
Uh huh.
And then
that is such a good move.
It
That's
is.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Well, it's sort of like your head bobble thing you were doing yeah. in the beginning. You know, it's just kind of like, and then you scrunch up your eyebrows a little bit mm-hmm. like, So I could pick
you
it
got,
up.
You've got a
I
good
got
one. Yeah, you've got that fierce, yeah. You can do,
did I do it?
You can do a street battle. Yeah.
I think I can do a street battle. I mean, even though that's not my personality, I'm very bubbly. You guys know me. I mean, I'm very happy, very, you know, welcoming. But, I mean, don't challenge me.
Look at this snapping.
Yes.
Look at this snapping.
And Dancing Dolls, if you want to pick that up, like just to kind of end one of your battle stands and just do it like that, then you could take it and then just shout me out and then we'll be all good. I'm just playing.
But like, that's, you know, it is that, it's the attitude.
It's
the attitude that you need to have because, look, honestly, when it was between Kayla and Kelly, mm-hmm. the coach battle, I mean, Kelly was throwing these tricks. She was throwing backhand spring mm-hmm. and all the stuff that she could do.
Yeah.
But Kayla was just straight hair whips and face. And,
yeah.
You know, that's what does it.
I mean, see, last season we often talked about if things were sort of manipulated for the show's purpose. Like, mm-hmm. because these are
sure.
the dancing dolls, do they sort of get a pass and do the judges sort of just give it to them? You know, I'm sure, yeah, they have to work for it, but do they ultimately just give it to them because this is their show? Mm-hmm. This is bringing Lifetime, you know, sure. their yeah, viewers yeah, yeah. and all that.
Like the way reality shows actually work, right. like editing involves editing and everything like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and we still don't know the answer to that. I mean, of course, there are still questions, but I have to say that the Divas of Compton, they really did bring it. They had a lot of attitude, you know, and I was happy to see that they were winning some of the rounds because. Mm-hmm. Not only because they were good. I mean, yeah, I do have some love for Compton. Yeah, we've already established that. But I'm saying they were good and they had attitude. And I think that there's something to that. There's a, you know, there's like a thing to that, that it should be acknowledged. You yeah. know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but nonetheless, it didn't really ultimately work out for them because, you know, it says that the first round were the stands that went to the dancing dolls, and then they had the call out rounds, mm-hmm. and that's where they all went up against each other.
Which was Diana's idea. That was Miss D's when she was talking to the coach mm-hmm. on the iPad. She was the one that brought that up.
Yep.
So
you bring five of your girls, I bring five of my girls, you know, and I'm glad. I liked Cameron. She came out first, and she just killed it.
The Bring It Twitter made a GIF and tweeted a GIF of her doing, like I said, like the pyramid leg up into splits.
They
and
did?
Oh, my. It, yeah. I'm going to only use that GIF from now on, but yeah.
Okay, so how would you use that? Like, if you want to say boom, would you use that GIF? Like,
I guess, like, if you're in, like, one of those like Facebook threads where you're arguing and you feel like instead of anytime you would say mic drop, instead of that, you just boom, camera.
I get it. I would use it there. Yeah. I would use it. Speaking of those though, like I need to download those Kimojis. That's a side note, but those Kimojis where they're taking over. Have you seen them?
What's Kimojis? No.
Kim Kardashian and her emojis. Oh, she does yeah. this one hair flip one. I'm like, oh, okay, this is a lot. And I don't want to get so far behind. I need to download all these things that I need to know about. So you just told me about one. I'm going to download it.
yeah.
Just
yeah.
so I can, you know, kind of be on top of it. Okay. Nonetheless, there was a tie and they needed the coaches to battle it out. And you've already referenced Kayla and Coach Kelly. But let's talk about how we got there. Because Coach Kelly, she couldn't wait. She was like, oh, Miss Diana, yes, bring it out here. Let's yeah. battle. And Miss Diana was like, no.
She said her knee? She said she had a bum knee. Mm-hmm. But that, I mean, that is, like, who doesn't want to see Diana dance? I mean, come on.
We've already seen her dance, too. Remember? Like, I think it was last season where we were like, what? I mean, she just did this. What do you call it? Split thing?
The death drop?
The death drop. Thank mm-hmm. you. I said the kill.
Close.
The death yeah. drop. She did one of those that was absolutely crazy. And people, I mean, really gave her props because
oh, yeah.
she was due her props. But I think she was also lucky that she had Kayla there mm-hmm. because it was sort of like, well, she's still a coach. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Technically yeah. speaking, she could go out there and battle, which mm-hmm. is ultimately what happened.
But Kelly was right. She was like, I could be her mom. She's like, I'm going to go up against this young girl, you know?
Yes, but that young girl just made you eat something mm-hmm. because she just gave you the business. But I've never seen Miss Diana go off. Well, we've seen her go off, but not like that. I mean, she was cussing when she was like, man, whatever she said. I was like, Coach Diana, you're so beside yourself
right now.
She
cracks me up. She's so crazy.
Yeah.
And she said, what'd she say about, like, your Godzilla mouth?
Oh, my gosh. She has a tendency, although I really like Coach D. She knows this. We have this relationship via Instagram. I really like you, Coach D, but you have a tendency to let people get under your skin. And again, production is production. I understand some things. They try to make you go there or they will put you in certain positions where it's just like, I didn't ask for that. But producers, they know what they're doing. But yeah, stop letting people get under your skin. Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys are still like the reigning champs. Don't let people, you know, make you mad mm-hmm. and all of that.
But you know, that's hard to do. I mean, that's, if you are a diva and you are a true diva, that's what makes you a diva, is that you don't want to take crap from anybody, you know, like mm-hmm. that's what makes you a diva. So that's it's true. Part of like, if I am going to battle someone and be fierce, on the, you know, the downside of that is, yeah, I am a person that
people... I get buck.
Yep, exactly. People get under my skin.
Yes, and Coach D, she definitely gets buck, and people do get under her skin. And like she said, I mean, she's from Jackson. This episode is called Straight Outta Jackson, in reference to, you guys obviously know, Straight Outta Compton. But, she is, and she said Jackson ain't no punks. She let y'all know Jackson ain't no punk. So yeah, clearly they are all not punks. I liked it. I still like to see her turn up. It's still fun. Mm-hmm. Just because you never know what she's gonna do.
Uh-huh. Yep. Her abs, her damn abs, every time she gets mad, you can see her, like, muscles get even, she, like, flexes. God, I wish I had her abs.
I just, I think she's naturally like that. Miss Diana, she's, mm-hmm. you got it going on, girl. Mm-hmm. I would like to see her get back out and dance this season.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, is there anything, I mean, these aren't technically any types of predictions or anything, but... is there anything that you would like to see for the season?
Let's see. What happened? There was something in the previews when it was showing what's coming up this season that I was like, oh, I can't wait to see that. Mm. Do you remember the previews? Do you remember the coming up this season?
A lot was coming
up. I know one of the coaches, one of the guy coaches, did this like diva kick to Miss Diana.
Oh, yes.
Did you see that one?
Yeah, I saw that. And she was like, did he just kick me?
Oh, that's going to piss her off. And
yeah.
But there was some fights coming up. You know what? I'm wondering what's going to happen with the twins, because even though they said they want to be in battle, they were just like, yeah, we want to do it. You know, like, they still just don't seem like they're into it, so.
I agree. My thoughts are, like, you know, to piggyback off of you, I think that it's more of a pleasing, it's appeasing Selena. Mm-hmm. She's got this need to live through her kids, it seems like, and that's always been my problem with her, because she's this beautiful woman, right? Selena is beautiful, no mm-hmm. doubt about it. She's got it going on and all that. But I think she has a belief that her time has passed. And mm-hmm. so now she's got to sort of live vicariously through her daughters.
Yeah.
And that's always a dangerous place to be.
Heavy psychology, Robin.
I know. I mean, I've been breaking it down. I've been breaking it down.
I mean, that's into Selena's head. Yeah.
I mean, Selena, I could be wrong.
I'm not saying, you could be absolutely right. Yeah,
I could be right, but I could be wrong. But I'm just saying, I don't know. Those are my thoughts and just things that we've heard her say and seen. Her ways that we've seen her be with her kids. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't knock you. We all love our kids and want the best for our kids, but sometimes I think our push could make our kids, because like my daughter says right now, she'll say something like, okay, mom, I'll wear it. You know, like if I pull out an outfit or something and I'm like, if you don't like it, you don't have to wear it. She's like, no, I just want you to be happy, uh-huh. you know, or I don't want you to be sad or mad. And so she'll do things or say things to appease me. And I'm like, no, absolutely not. So, you know, my 9-year-olds, I'm trying to teach them right now, say what you want, what you believe, you know, and,
sure.
you know, and that's how I think we should raise our kids. I mean, I'm not perfect, but I'm just saying that's a nugget. That's a nugget for us to try to instill in our kids what they want and not what we want.
You're right. Yep.
Okay, that was heavy.
That was heavy.
That was deep.
We're learning lessons in this panel.
Lessons, because I be life dropping lessons. Knowledge.
We're learning. Robin's dropping knowledge.
I mean,
we're learning how to make your kids independent. We're talking about the downfalls of being a diva. We're talking about
the downfalls of being a
inside
diva.
Inside Selena's head. We're getting deep this
season.
We are
getting deep. I mean, you know, it's just the only way that it could go. Mm-hmm. It could only go deep from here.
That's true.
I'm just kidding. So one of the things that before we wrap it up, and if there's anything else that you want to say or anything else, let me know. But one of the things that I want to see happen not only on the show, but outside of the show, I would like to see some more California love. Mm-hmm. I mean, am I wrong? But I would like to see some California love. Because yeah. I think they've come out here. They've done a few things and had some classes. But I see every other city. But, you know.
Yeah.
Like you said, I mean, Compton paid you a visit. Come pay Compton a visit.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, I mean, isn't that, wouldn't that be good?
I mean, it kind of works that way, doesn't it? When you, yeah. when you, yeah, when you compete like that, it's kind of like in high school when you went to the opposing team school and then they came to your school. So,
yep, you're right. That's it. I mean, she hit the nail on the head, y'all. The other thing that I want to see, and I might be asking for too much right here because I know the style of dancing that Bring It has and that you guys do. I would like to see something different. I would like to be just wowed with some. I love the dancing and I get into it every single time I watch them dance. But I would like to see something that's just like, whoa, did you see season 3, episode 4?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I did love when they first came out for the dance battle, their very first, they ended their very first section with somersault forward, mm-hmm. bam. And mm-hmm. they did like a death drop, but like forward.
Yeah.
And that was, I hadn't seen that move yet and I loved it. And I was like, I'm going to jack that one.
Cause
I think I could do that one. I think that one's easier. I think we'll see.
That's cool. I mean, I hear you. I love the death drops and stuff like that and they're cool. But if, I mean, I was looking at the battle and every single end to a battle or a stand was like a split boom,
mm-hmm.
split turn, split mm-hmm. boom, you know, and I'm just like, great, cool.
We see
that you could do it,
but
give
me
something.
Mm-hmm.
Give me something. You know, that's all I ask.
Yeah.
But you know what I sound like right now? And these are the people that I really don't like. Whenever I watch a sport and you hear the commentators and they're like, he just needs to da 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 da. And I'm always like, you go out there and do it then. So that's who I sound like.
Yeah.
It's like, if I want to see you guys do something so amazing, can I do it? And no, I can't. So maybe I should just sit back down in this chair and keep it quiet.
Yeah. You know, you can always, there's always room for new choreography, even staying within a style. So see, we can see. I don't think that's too much to ask.
Tamara, that's why I like you. And you know what? We're tapped in because we both wore black.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You have your hair dyed. I want to dye my hair. I mean, we're onto something,
what
right?
What color should Robin dye her hair? What color should Robin put in her hair? What do you think? I personally am a fan of like the pastels. So I think, but I guess, you know, you're seeing that a lot lately. So
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you do whatever you feel. You said purple.
I was thinking
that.
Purple, but like not that like vibrant violet purple. I mm-hmm. was thinking more of like an undertone, like a darker purple.
Mm-hmm.
Mix it in. Not all purple, but mix it in there.
Yeah, I like it.
You think I could roll with that?
Oh, for sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Nice. All right, cool. You guys, this has been really, really, really fun. And I'm so glad that you're here with us, Tamara.
Thank you.
I'm so glad that you're going to be joining us on every episode.
This is so fun.
Yeah, so you guys, make sure to tweet us. You can reach me again at Robin Ayers on Instagram, on Twitter, and where can they reach you?
I'm on Twitter at Brown Tamara and on Instagram Tamara_blue.
All right, guys, until next time, we will see you then.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.